The long-awaited completion of the Wolf Street Modular Bridge housing community is right around the corner.
How does it feel to move into one of these
units?
I think it's
going to be cool and awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be great to be off the street and in somewhere warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cold at night.
You just heard Chelsea and Vanessa, two of the people who will be moving into the 50 modular housing units on Wolf Street, scheduled to open this fall season. And that move-in day is getting closer and closer. There was an open house viewing of the site on Wolf Street on the morning of Friday, November 17th, to show off the units and the site's facilities to the public, and to have connected City of Peterborough officials answer any questions. Trent Radio met with Jocelyn Blasey, the Homelessness and Data Program Manager for Social Services, and Jessica Penner, Program Manager for the Modular Bridge Housing Community, inside one of these modular homes to talk about the program. Here is Penner describing what the units look like inside.
The inside of a cabin is about 12 and a half feet by about 7. And each cabin's provided with a bed, a double bed, bed frame, a mini fridge, a recycling box, a laundry hamper, towels, a quilt that's been donated. And then there's some furniture that they get to choose. So there's windows on the door, heat, air conditioning, lights. Yeah, that's sort of the basics of the cabin, and then people will get to set it up how they like.
In addition to the 50 single-person housing units, there is a bathroom unit equipped with 5 bathrooms, each with a shower, and a small building for security, which will monitor the site and the entrance. Once complete, the entire site will be managed by a local harm reduction agency, the Peterborough Chapter for the Elizabeth Fry Society, also called EFRI.
Yeah, so Elizabeth Fry is an organization in town. They're going to be providing supports. They're going to be the site operator. So they're going to have 2 staff on at all times. In addition to that, we will have 2 security guards on site at all times. So Elizabeth Fry is an organization who meets people where they're at, supporting folks in the community. So they're going to be here, again, working around building care plans with individuals, supporting them with whatever that care plan looks like for each specific person. Attached to that, we also have the Wolf Street building, which is accessible by anyone. There'll be an Elizabeth Fry office there, so their staff will be able to use that space as needed. There's also 2 offices that will be used as client drop-down spaces. So any agency who wants to book an office to meet with a client and meet them on site, they can book that space. In addition to that, there are some offices on the top floor of the Wolf Street building for any agencies who are spending a lot of time down here, that they can request an office and have space down here to meet with their clients. And security is on site to keep individuals and residents safe.
The future residents I spoke to, Chelsea and Vanessa, are hopeful and excited about the security presence on site.
No, I'm happy about the security. I love that the security, yeah, that you have to wave yourself in. Yeah.
You have to come in every day and say you're checking in, and
guests have to sign in.
Yeah, guests have to sign in. So it's pretty cool.
And though there will soon be 50 individuals moving into these modular housing units, there are still many without housing. Directly across the street from where we were is an encampment of people living in tents.
Yeah, so prior to individuals moving from the main Wolf Street lot where we are right now over to what we call the South Lot, there were about 55 individuals. I would say it's also hard to gather a number on that because it's a fairly transient space. But in addition to the Wolf Street site here, the city's also working with One City to open the Trinity Community Center, which will provide overnight space for 6 months of the year for individuals to be able to access overnight space as well.
Of the roughly 55 people currently living at the Wolf Street tent encampment, 40 of them will be moving into the modular units when they're ready. The remaining 15 people will receive assistance from the outreach teams there and will receive help moving into other overnight shelters, like the Trinity Community Center. It is still uncertain when the units will be ready for residents to move in, as Blasey says here.
We're working on a timeline of a few weeks, but before winter.
This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wanong.